Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis, and we begin on Daf Ayin Beis, Ahud Amalei Lechavre, which is about five lines on top. So, who gavo the Amalei Lechavre? We're going to bring a case, basically, pointing the case, and try to answer the case from our Mishnah. So, who gavo the Amalei Lechavre? You have a person who says to his friend, Im is abnina lo laha'ara, if I'm going to sell this karka, I decide later to sell this karka, lach amaz benina lo, I'm going to sell it to you. And Rashi points out, this is Lach Levina, the third short line in Rashi. The Kondumi Nebe Kinyan. And they made a Kinyan. In other words, it's just words. They made a Kinyan that if in the future I sell this karka, I will sell it to you. However that works. Stam Kinyan is a Kinyan Khalifan. So they must have made a Kinyan Khalifan that this karka will be sold to you. Then, Ozzo, what happens? The seller goes up, and of course, he sells it to somebody else. Zadnil and Shakarina. He sells it to another person. The Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Kana Kama. The first guy who made the kinyan originally, he gets the karka. You see, he made the kinyan. So now, when the mocher, it's Megala that he wanted to sell it, he goes back to that original kinyan, the original kona. Abaye says, "Wait a second, I don't agree." Amalei Abaye, v'halo pasa. In the original kinyan, when they made the kinyan that I'll get the first rights to buy the karka, we never agreed on a price. We never spoke about a price, right? Rashi says. V'halo pasuk rishon damim. The first guy never quoted a price. V'lo samchei daita kinyan. So there was no gemara's das on the kinyan. Why? The suber im yirtzilatzer yarva alav adamim. Because the purchaser thinks maybe when it comes to the time he'll just raise the price. Who knows what? So you have to have. Rabbi says you had to have the price discussed originally in order for there to be the gemara's das. Without gemara's das, there's no kinyan. So the gemara asks, we're not tamer. So where do we know this cloud? Where do you learn this cloud? That if you don't discuss a price, there's no kinyan, there's no gemiras das. So is it? Why? From our Mishnah. It's not, we learn in the Mishnah, not by I'm mocher yin over the cover. Okay, I'm selling my wine to an akum. Pasuk achlo mada, if I stated a price before he did the Mashicha, then dumb of Mutarim. Why? Because the guy is kona the wine with the Mashicha, and immediately he's chayav for the Tashlum, and only afterwards. And only afterwards is you know gay with the wine, so it comes out that the payment was for wine that wasn't nai nesach yet, so therefore damad mutarim. But madad achlo pasach, let's say he did meshicha, and only afterwards did they talk about the price. Then we say damad vasurim. Why? Because we say meshicha is not sufficient enough to make a kinyan prior to a discussion about the price, right? And after the meshicha. The guy is nogeya and is menaseh to wine, and the wine is still in the Mishnah of the Yisrael because there was no gvir stas, there was no kinyan. So you see that the money is usher, and you see from here that the ain akone goer b'leitzer shekinyachol kodem pesukadamim. The kone doesn't have gvir stas unless there's a price discussion. That's what Abaye says. So the Gemara then says, okay, so originally, yeah, you have to have some sort of discussion about the price, because you need two parts of Kinyonim, the Maisa Kinyon, and Gemir's Nas. That's all the other cases of Shas, where you talk about Kinyonim, but it seems in order to have Gemir's Nas, you have to have some discussion about the price. Or at least in these instances, you have to have some discussion about the price. So my Habila, so what's the halacha? What's the halacha in the case where the guy wants to sell to the one guy and sell to the other guy? The Gemara says, what do you mean? My Habila, to the Karmina. Call the Mishnah, give us the answers. The Gemara says, no. My Habila, Maybe you're right, but maybe our mission is not a raya. Why? Because Dilma Chumra Diyayin Nesach Shani. Maybe Diyayin Nesach are so chumor, so it's different. So how does that work? Dilma Diyayin Nesach Shani. Just look at Rashi, Dilma's Dilma. Dilma may hakel lo pashtin lekinyan alma. Maybe from the Diyayin Nesach case, you can't learn out to all other kinyanim case. But hakel mishum Chumra Diyayin Nesach Shani, here because of the Chumra Diyayin Nesach, it's different. The Achmiru Rabbanu Neymar, Rabbanu made a chumra, and they were machmer to say the lo kanya meshicha lo pisa. That only here meshicha without a discussion of piece of damim would not work, and therefore the money would be usher. Out of the amakani, maybe all other instances or regular stam kinyanim, they would be kona. If that would be the case, then Rav Yosef would be right that the rishon was kona because he made the kinyanim. I'm trying to figure out, like, in all other cases, we do kinyanim. If I have the king was makes transfers ownership, but there has to be a discussion of price. I have to look it up. But Tashima, so we're going to try to bring a raya that a kinyon does not work prior to Pesikas Domit. The Omer of Ibi Bar Ovin, Uvdon Havib Zuri Chizda. Rabbi Bar Ovin said that there was a case that took place in the house of Rav Chizda, in the base merchant of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda made Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda then went to the base merchant of Rav Huna to ask the Shaila. Upashle Mehai. And they answered from the following case, Gisanya. It turned out that Gilliam says this is a Brisa. Right? This is a person, his workers were bringing fruits on a donkey, right? Or they were carrying the fruits on their shoulders. And he wants to sell, right? And I want to sell them to you, Simcha. I want to sell these fruits to you. Okay? So, Moshe Chamara, so what do? You do Meshicha on my donkeys that are laden with the fruits. Or you do Meshicha on my workers who are carrying the fruits. V'echnisan l'sof beiso, and you pull them into your Rishus in order to be called to them. Right? Bein im pasuk achlo mada, bein mada lachlo pasuk lo kon. That instance, in that case, there's no kinyan. Whatsoever, there's no kinyan. Why Rashi points out, lo kon is shnei yochel lachsarbo. Sorry, saying that's lachsarbo. Rashi says, you go further down. Right, look at Rashi achlo pasuk. Right, the basilo adifim mishicha. Pulling into the house is no better than Meshicha. Umeshicha kuplo kanya elyin kefas. No, that's we did that already. I'll just point it outside. The reason why maybe it's not Rashi, and so I saw it Rashi. Rashi's the answer is because you can't do Meshicha on people, right? That doesn't work. You have to be Moshe the Peros themselves, and that's right. That's if you did. That's you did Meshicha before Medina. If you did Psika and you didn't do the Medina, then you're not Kone, because the Meshicha on the Polim itself doesn't work, because Meshicha doesn't work by Bnei Adam. Meshicha only works by the Peros themselves. And therefore it's not going to work, it's going to work for the Peros, because the Peros are on the Rishus of the Polim, who you can't do Meshicha upon. And if you did Medina before the Psika, then there's a you didn't set the price. So maybe you depose it, right? But Perkon, let's say my workers took them off. Perkon, Mechnisa was so clean, so, and then you bring them into your shus. So Pasuk Achlo Madon Einstein Yachlo Lasserbo. If you set the price even before Meshicha, it's to the kinyan, because you have a kinyan cut there, and you have Meshicha, so you have the Gemiras Das. But Madon, if you measure them, right, achilo pasuk, right, if you measure them into one kli, but you didn't discuss the price, staying the holding locks of the head, you can still retract. Because without a price discussion, without a psika, there's no chalos kinyan, because there's no gemiras das. So you see from here that it's not just a chumra by Yayin Netzach, it applies to all cases, and therefore Abaye is correct to telling Rav Yosef that in that case where I promised to sell to A, and I made a kinyan and I sold to B, I still don't have to sell it to A because there was no price discussion. So Ahu Gavro, similar case now. Ahu Gavro to Amli Lechadre. Guy says to his friend, Im is Adin Allah Hayara. If I'm going to sell this land, there's Adin Allah, the Mea Zuzi. I'm going to sell it to you for 100 good. And they made a Kenyan, and we discussed price. All looks good. It should belong to the first guy once the sale takes place. Also, Bazab and Isha Queen of Mea Vesman. So what happens? He goes sells it to a different individual for 120 for a higher price. So Amr of Kahana, Kana Kamo. Kahana says, oh, the Rishon's Kone. The Rishon is Kone, because he made a psak. He had a psak of a particular domain. He made a kinyon. It belongs to him. They made a kinyon originally. The case of the kinyon sudar on the character. Like the first case. It has to be the case when they made a kinyon. They made a kinyon. The deficiency in the previous case was that there was no psikas domain. Here there was psikas domain. But what happened? He goes ahead and sells it to a second individual for a higher price. So what's going on here? So he says, Hanakama. Since they made the kinyan, and there was Pesikas Domim, he's Koneh, he can't be Poser. So Masik Rav Yaakov Minah HaPakod, Rav Yaakov from HaPakod says, wait a second, Hai Zuzi Antsuhu. It's a different case, because he says he uses the interesting word. He says, like Zuzi Antsuhu, who was, he was forced by the money. Rashi says, Zuzu Antsuhu, Zeshenosin Omeya the Eserin, the one who sells it for 100, buys it for 120, Antsuhu Lamachri, forced him to sell it. Rechol Kama Delo Yahavali Kule Hai, Lo Havi Vidaiti Lizwuna. He had in mind to sell it for 100. This guy's selling it for 120. I didn't have in mind to sell it for 100. Someone else can offer me 120, right? The EOE is only the Shabbat Ka'amrele. And I said I would sell to that guy for its worth. Right? The hollow zadim he died the el bal korah. So it's now he's bal korah basically. I don't want to say what that means bal korah. Just say don't use the bal korah. It's a weird language. Not to force. So then it should be chal if I was forced. It should be chal then. He's being forced. He's being forced to be chozer, I guess. Yeah, he's coming out. In fact, it's a horror. It's money, you know. So the Gemara says. It's a good business deal. They can ask extra money on it. The hilchos of the halacha is kirav Yaakov minahar pakod. The halacha is kirav Yaakov minahar pakod, meaning that the king to the first guy is not foul. He can sell to the second guy for more money. What is the what would be the situation if the first guy says, you know what, I'll buy a few for 120 also. I'll raise my price then. Does the mofer now have to sell to the first guy as well? So what? He made a king only in 100. So machlokas rishonim. It's a machlokas rishonim. So Mose, right? So I think it's Ritva. They say that the Ritva says that Ritva says that he made the king for the first guy only for 100. So if it's 120, I don't have any achrayas to sell to the first guy for 120. Okay. What? Okay, it's a different story. It's a different, you have business. You have to be yotzer. But he doesn't have Al Pidin. Look at that Al Pidin. I don't know. Maybe he didn't say. I didn't see anything about that. But the Ravid brings down that. He writes it down that the whole reason why here that he was able to sell to the second guy is because he was unless by the money. So he's the same unless by the money as the first guy. He has a prior, you know, he's a prior first refusal, I guess. The prior, you know, he's a restricted free agent where he can have a matching offer sheet. And he can match the offer, and then he would have to sell to the first guy as well. Okay. Amrleh, the Gemara now brings other dinim where it comes to when we're discussing the price. Amrleh, the Locha says to the Kone, I'm going to sell you the karka. He deshaimi betwasa. I'm going to sell you the karka for the price that three appraisers will appraise the price. So the Gemara says, afilu treimi go twasa. You go according to rov here. Two out of the three have one price. The one has a different price. Then they all agree that the two works. Rashi explains, right? Rashi says, ki deshaimi betwasa. It's the second to last Rashi before they get wide, right? He says, Mizavino la Nehelef, Keva the Nakat Vishnu the Shuma, since he says the estimation, the Nakat Twasa, and he says the word three, Shehain Bezdin. So Stam with Torah's Dayonin Nakas. So therefore, he's three is a Bezdin. So he wants to do it like the sheet, like the way Bezdin works. How does Bezdin work? Bezdin works Alpi Rov, right? But if you train, you go Twasa Shaman or so. Beam Slisha Kogos Famous, Little Basarudo, no point to the Rov. He said three. But if he says, but that's what he says, Kid the Shaimi, how they appraise. But if he says, Kid the Army Betwasa, if he says the way three people say what the price is going to be, then I'm ad amri b'tvasa. Then he basically what he's saying is until the three appraisers agree to the price, he's the amri b'tvasa. Rashi says to the amri b'tvasa, lashon zel la b'toris dayonin nafas ula amira shloshon is kavin. He wants the amira of all three. They all have to agree on the price in order for that price to be set. What about the following case? He's the shaimi b'arba. So he uses the lashon that we said the estimation lashon, which we said before it could be rove. But he says with four. So Rashi says, if you say with four, then you're already not talking about Bezdin. You're talking about Ribu Deus. Because if you wanted the Bezdin, you need three. Rashi says, Hibrishaimi Harba, the first white line, Keba de Nachas la Deus. Since he's got a lot of Deus, la Harbos Deus, but they Bezdin. In order to make more opinions, more than you need for Bezdin, Vade la Torah Stayonim Nachas. He's not talking about Torah Stayonim. The lowest name of Basaruba, he's not going to Basaruba, Ada Amran Lukulu. He's talking about that he wants all four to agree. As if there's a dispute, what does it mean the deus? What does he need all these four for? The only time we say we're going to rule is if he somehow implies that he wants it to be done up here, similar to a Maisa Bezdin. That's what he says three. He says four. He's already out of the parsha of Bezdin. So what about the following case? Armalei, he the shiny bitwasa. Right? He says, sorry. He the shiny ba'arba, ad army ba'arba, but kosher came here for the army, he the army ba'arba. And kosher came if he uses the non-Bezdin language with non-Bezdin numbers. Kid Ami Ba'arva. Another din, Amalei, Kid Shaimi B'Tvasa, I want it to be the way three people evaluate the field. And they made a have to make a kinyan on this also. Otherwise, there's no real fact. They didn't make a kinyan, right? V'asu T'Vasa B'Shamua. And three guys came, and they made an evaluation of the land. They appraised the land, right? V'Amalei Ida, and then the Konis says, you know what? Let's look T'Vasa Afuina. Let's bring three other ones. The Kamlu Tvei. Right, because they are more bucky, right? They're better. I don't want to be so mech on these. I want the other guys. Amar Rav Papa, Dinu Demakim. Rav Papa says, it can be makim. You can bring another three. So Maski for Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, my the honey came out today. Do my honey came out today. Who says that his appraisers are better than your appraisers? Who says, right? And therefore he can't do ma'akev. He also says Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua. But the law is like Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua that we can't be ma'akev. The Ritva asks, what's going on here? For me, if you agree to the first three guys, why all of a sudden can he now say take? You know, what was the halakha to say to take the other three guys? Right. So Ritva says it must be a different case. Ritva says the case here must be. Is that it's not the first case is where the mocher says, I'm the mocher, I say, we're going to use these three guys, and you say, okay. You agree. This case is where I say, I'm going to use the first three, these three guys, and you say nothing. Right? You stay quiet. Right? So then, in that case, maybe, since he never really explicitly agreed, maybe he's holding back his agreement in abeyance until he sees what the evaluation is. And but the last is, no, that once he's quiet, he's agreed to it. And therefore, he can't ask for another appraisal. Okay. Mishnah goes back to selling wine to a goy. So you have a Jew, right, who's selling wine to a goy, right? So basically, Jew is selling to the goy, and the goy is going to sell to another Jew. So natal es ha mishapech umadad, right? So you take the it's like a funnel. The way they describe it is like a queen that has a big open top. And the thin bottom. So basically, you use the funnel to pour wine from one barrel into the other barrel. So natal es hamishateich umadad v'soch slichiso shel ovei kochavim. And you use that to pour into the jug, right? And then after that, uchazer umadad v'toch slichiso shel Yisrael. Then the guy takes that wine. And he's going to pour it, again, I guess probably using the funnel, also, he's going to use it and pour that into the bottle of the Jew. So, in yesh bo akeves yayin, if in the funnel that was used, I'm not sure whose it was used, but if in the funnel there's leftover wine, right, im yesh bo akeves yayin, as she says, im yesh bo bishulei hamishatech, on the lips of the funnel, there's leftover wine, right? So then usher, then the wine of the Jew becomes usher. Just leave it at that. The Gemara will explain. Okay, the Gemara will explain what's going on. Hamaara, like, and then I have a guy who's maara mikli el kli. A guy is pouring wine from one kli to another kli. Es she'ira mimenu, right? Whatever was poured out is mutter. Sorry, he's pouring from one barrel A to barrel B. So whatever is left in barrel A, that's still mutter. When he poured out, that's still mutter. But at she'eru l'socho, but when he pours into barrel B, that is asher. That's going to be asher b'anah, because eventually Gemara says he never touched it, but it's coming from his koach. Gemara will explain what these cases are. Okay. Nan hasa. We learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Taros. Nitzuk, right? The hat breaks. So what's that case? Rash nitzuk means you have a flow, right? Just flowing top to bottom. Mitar case is also sort of a flow, but it's on a diagonal. It's coming down from a higher place to a lower place. It's also a flow. Well, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Kata phrase, Mayin haboy mimalo mimalo delach derech madron." On a diagonal, shall tell gavoa zakuf. Yeah, but Rashi doesn't say what you say. Maybe the Gemara will talk about it. But that's not right. Derech madron means on a diagonal from a higher hill, from a higher thing. It doesn't talk about touching anything. Yeah, it's just flowing down. That's not jump the gun. It's just flowing down yet. Umashke tofeach, Rashi says, the ainbo tofeach amaras lapiach. It's wet enough that if I touch it, I'll get wet. But it's not wet enough that if I touch it, I'll get wet, and then I touch something else, that other thing will get wet, right? The ainbo tofeach amaras lapiach, she'im tofeach ben biyodo, lo yalav b'mashke shuch lapiach l'bach. Okay, they said that. So they say, eino chibur lo l'tumah. Those things are not considered a chibur, lo l'tumah, Rashi says. Im mashkin tlushin hain, right? they're flowing down. Binoga tome betachton ha'elyon ta'or. Basically, what now we talk about what your case. You have the flow from the top, and then it's hitting something tame, right? And it's connected to the top. So we say it's not a connection from the bottom to the top. Means the raya that needs to, there's not a fibor. So it's lo in tara means, let's say you have holes in the ground that don't have arbaim sara, we told over it. And it's sort of like this, they're connected by the mitzvah, right, to a kosher mikvah. We don't say it's considered a chibur. And if you're tovel in that smaller amount, you tovel your pins in the smaller amount, that's not going to be tefillah. But it says, the Mishnah Sittara says, ha'eshboren, right, ha'eshboren is like sort of like a pit, I think it means a pit filled with water, right? Is that how he explains it? Rashi says, ha'eshboren is bikua aretz milicha shenitbaka'a v'nekvu shamayim. Chibur the tomb of Atara. That's a chibur. Somehow it's stagnant water. I don't know how to explain that in the Rebbe. Ha'eshboren. It's like a pit. What's he say? What's the eshboren? Oh, simple. What's the eshboren? What does he? What, how does he do? There are settled liquids. So I guess it's not flowing. It's just sitting down, and somehow it's touching something else. So that's going to be a connector. So Amar Rav Huna, right, it's settled there, it's like a puddle. So Amar Rav Huna, Nitzuk v'katreis u'mashbe tofeyach, all these cases that the Mishnah said was not a connection for Tumah V'Tahara, chibur l'inyanai nesef. It is a chibur for yayin nesef. So Nitzuk, right, so if you have kosher wine that's connected right, via one of these ways to yayin nesef, then the wine, the kosher wine in the kli above is going to be usher. Well, the kli below also, I guess it would be usher. If they're connected by the flow, it becomes usher because of the mitzvah. So Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna Minolacha. How do you know this? Where are you getting this raya from? You say I'm getting raya from our Mishnah. He says Elim. If you're going to tell me this man, because this Mishnah says mitzvah for katreis or matzah to pay ain't a kli below tumah v'tahara. The Mishnah basically says it's a deal. The Mishnah says that they're not a connection for Tumah V'Tahara. Only for Tumah V'Tahara they're not a connection. For Tumah V'Tahara, who will have a chibur? Highly in the Nayin Nesef, have a chibur. But in the Nayin Nesef, they will be a chibur. He says, that can't be a raya. Because I'll make the opposite view based on the Sefer. In the Sefer, it says that the Ezborein is a chibur with Tumah V'Tahara. So we say, Dachul Tumah V'Tahara have a chibur. Highly in the Nayin Nesef, lo have a chibur. The Ezborein wouldn't be a chibur for Nayin Nesef. So you see, Nitzuk is not a connection for Yayin Nesef. You can't make a deal from this Mishnah. Why? Because since the Mishnah can be explained in two contradictory, not that the Mishnah itself is not self-contradictory. The deal in the Mishnah is one way or the other. But the Mishnah is written in a fashion that doesn't permit you to make one deal, because it can make the opposite deal in the other case. That proves that this Mishnah wasn't written in order to be a deal. That's not the point of this Mishnah. You can't make a deal from this Mishnah. That's from the Rabbi. The Rabbi says you can't make a, don't ask a question, a steer from the ratio of Sefer. Clearly there's one way that the Diyuk is correct. That's not the purpose of this Mishnah. If that's not the purpose of the Mishnah, you cannot make the Diyuk. Now the Gemara is trying to bring a marker from Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna said that Nitzuk is a connector for Yayin Nesef. Therefore, if I have my kosher wine pouring into a barrel of Yayin Nesef, then the Nitzuk is connected and all the wine in my kosher barrel is usher. It's in Yayin Nesef. Right? So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah. Notol es ha-mashpech u-modol le-toksik u-social od k'chavim v'chazer u-modol le-toksik u-social Yisrael. So I have the funnel. I pour it into the funnel to a goy. Then the goy pours into another Jew. So the Gemara says, im yish bo akeves yayin, if on the mishpech, on the funnel, there's some sort of lip where droplets of wine can stay, then the wine in the Jews of a barrel is usher. So haya keves yayin in my kemitzra. The wine, the pipa of wine in that barrel, right? Why would it be usher? Okay, I'm pouring from my barrel into a funnel to another barrel. So if that funnel, the vice funnel, has a lip where wine can have been left over, my wine in my barrel is usher. Why? Where is that wine usher from? It must be that if you can do, if that's the case, la benitzuk. Because somehow it permitted a connection between my barrel and the guy's barrel. The funnel makes a connection between the two. What? Wait, we're trying to figure out why this is. runs thin water. It's flowing through. But this thing shot down through the funnel. I don't know. Right. Well, Rashi says the case is Hayakemis Gain the Meshafik bin Mai Itzer. Halo Noga Meshafik Bigain Netza Vishayor Latov Atsluthios. Atsluthis. It didn't touch anything. It doesn't touch anything. Right, so that's the question. So he's saying it must be because of the connection, because of the flow. Because it's flowing from my barrel through the funnel into the I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, so the Gemara says no. Lava nitzuk shmai min nitzuchibur. So they say that's because of the flow. So he says no, it's not because of nitzuk. So no, tani of chia shepichasto tzlochiso. I think it means is that this is why you have the tzluchis. It's because what happens is that there's a backup of the wine, right? The wine is a backup of the wine. So the wine from the lower barrel, the ghost barrel, sort of backs up onto the top, and then left if there's a squeakless on the funnel, so that wine is left there. So then what? Therefore, what is really Inessa? It's from the barrel. So therefore, the wine in the sleepless is really Ayinetha, and then if I use that sleepless to pour it to a different wine, it comes up. Well, these guys did. That's what Gemara is talking about. That's the case that Gemara is talking about. The Tani Rav Chiya shepachasto b'sukoso. The sluchis of the goy got filled up until the wine touched it, right? So therefore, there is a tipa of the goy's wine in the sluchis. And it's not usher because of the nitzuk, it's because the mamish touched the ayinesek. So therefore, our mission is not a raya for nitzuk at all. Right. Okay. What? Shepichasto tzlochioso. Correct, because it goes into the funnel. Look at Rashi. V'hachi katanila, not ala mishapech, umadu tzlochioso v'chavim. Then you use that to funnel to go into another Yisrael. If there's a lip on that funnel, there's usser. Therefore, that wine on the funnel itself is usser. So if you use the funnel for another person, for not to pour from there into a Jew's, there's actual wine that touched it. It's not nitzuk. It's actual yayinessa. Okay, so you didn't wash it out. We had that yesterday. Okay, we had that yesterday. Why don't you just make it zero to wash it out? Tosos asked that yesterday. Right. This is why the Gemara was hesitating. Because we said over before, how can you say this shot? But if you say this shot, you say Nitzuk Chivur. And Rashi pointed out the reason why they're hesitating because we have the Shachar Atari today where we don't prove it. This is the reason why this is the reason for the hesitation. Right. So Gemara says. But now we're talking about the case of where it's the backup. So the only reason why it's us is because of the backup. So let's prove it the other way around. That needs to go have a chibur. Avalopin chastot tzolchizomai. Lo, it won't be us, sir. So tishut needs to gain a chibur. So you see that needs to is not a chibur. Gemara says no, that's not a ra. You can't say that. Lo, pichastot tzolchizomai tishut lachad aser needs to tiboy. No, it's only the Mishnah is only teaching us that the backup makes it us. It's not teaching us anything about needs or the why. But not teaching us anything about nitzuk, so therefore we don't have the answer. So the Gemara says, let's try to bring a raya from now, from our Mishnah. Tashma, we'll bring a raya as following. Hame'are mikli likli. If you're pouring from one kli to another kli. Et sheme'are meno mutar. Right? What is left in the first barrel is mutar. Right? But ha, and what's in the lower barrel is asar. Right, because it's pouring from my barrel into the guy's barrel. Ha de beni ubeni, right? Ha de beni ubeni, aser. The Mishnah says, what's mutter? The only thing that's mutter is what's left in the first barrel. The diuk would be that what's flowing from the first barrel into the second barrel is also aser. Shmami non nitzuk chibur. So you see that nitzuk is chibur. So professor, what's going to be the next question right away? If nitzuk is chibur, then what's in the first barrel is going to be aser. What's the difference? So Kumarsha says, right, so in Nitzuk Chibur, I feel the Gabe Deman and Amulet, sir. Whatever in the first barrel shall also be awesome. We're talking about a connection. So what? There's a different way, you'll see now. So Halo Kasha, there's no Kasha, because you can say, the Kamikate Kachupe. We're talking about where he does, pour it in spurts, right? So therefore, it's always never a full flow. There's never a full flow, right? So the kiluach is never doesn't touch the kiluach doesn't touch the first barrel. But what's flowing down is still usher, could still be usher, because it's sofa laniach, I guess, into the second barrel. Yeah, the mitzvah, correct. So mikol makom, we still can prove from here that nitzuk is chibur. You still prove from here that nitzuk is chibur. Why? Just forget what I just said. Nitzuk is chibur. The only reason why the stuff in the first barrel is not usher, because it's not connected. But the midstream is connected. So you see what? Nitzuk is chibur. So Gemara says later, Tameich, I'll make the opposite of you again. Well, the Tameich, Eima Sefer. Look at the Sefer. It says, Esha Eirul, what Sefer is talking about a case, where it says Esha Eirul is Socho Usher, the second part. Only what he poured into is Usher. The Tiyik is that then what's flowing in is Mutter. Esha Eirul is Socho Huda Usher. Hada Veni Veni Shari. So you have two opposite Yukim. So what happens to two opposite Yukim? Right? Offsetting penalties, replay it down. Right? You can't learn it out from here. You can't learn it out from here because the two diyukim offset each other, and you can't make a diyuk from this mishnah. So again, we have no raya one way or another whether nitzuk is a chibur or not. Gemara says, okay, I'm going to bring another raya. Tashma, there's a brisa. Hamare mechavis lavor. Okay, pretty straightforward case. Pouring from my barrel into a cistern or a pit filled with the ayin nesa. Gemara says, ki luach hayored misvas chavis lamata aser. The flow is off. Straightforward. The flow is usher. Clear as day. Mara says, no, not a raya. What's that case? Tirgumah Rav Sheshes, the Ove Kochavim HaMe'areh. We're talking about a case, that's not where a Jew is pouring it. The Ove Kochavim is pouring it out. And therefore what? And the flow is usher, not Mishum Nitzuk. The flow is usher. Why? The Asami Kocho. It's because of the Kocho of the Goy. Because the Goy is pouring it out. Right, the guy is pouring out. It comes me cocoa. So Gemara says, wait a second. E ove kochavim na'areh. If a guy is pouring it out, so this is na'inesa then. The guy is pouring it out. I feel a gaba de chavisa nami mitzer. So it's his koa. So he's holding and moving the wine that's in the upper barrel. Why is only the flow usher? The Brisa said, hakiluach is usher. The deed meaning that what's left in the barrel is not usher. Why not? It's coming from Koach HaGoy. So the Gemara says, Koach to Ove Kachavim Mid Rabbanon Hu Da'aser. Koach Ove Kachavim is because there's no Nisuk. He's not actually touching the wine. He's just pouring it out. The wine is moving because of his power. So Koach to Ove Kachavim Mid Rabbanon Hu Da'aser. And Ahu did not fit Lebroi Gazer Berabbanon Hu D'Lagavai Lo Gazer Berabbanon. Only what comes out from the Koach of HaGoy is Aser. What stays in from the Koach HaGoy is Mutter. Usually for that case, if you have Nama pushing wine, that a Goy is pouring, right, that the Goy is pouring, so only what's in the cup is usher, but the bottle itself should still be okay. Right? That seems to be what the Gemara is saying over here. I don't know if that's but that's halacha. Right. The funny thing is, though, the Rikva asks, you say, oh, the koach of the guy is midrabanan. The touch of a guy is also midrabanan if he doesn't do yayin nesach. If he touches it without nesach, it's also the rabanan. Again, in that case, we say everything's usher. If he touches it, it's usher. Right? The Rikva asks, nevertheless, the goy is osir mago. And they're told if he would touch the wine in the chavis, everything would be usher. Why is koach less of an isser than actual touching? If they're both midi rabbanan. So the Ritva says that nothing. He says the mago of the goy, the touching of the goy is more chomer because touching of the goy is kei nesach. It looks more like kei nesach. That's how you would do it. So there were more chomer when it came to the touching it. But the koko of the goy. The entire issur of the koach is midraban. It's no, I guess there's no kein doraisa. Because most do nisuf with their hands, but they just made a chumrah. They just made a chumrah with the maga. The Meiri writes, so this is what the Meiri says. What about what's left in the kli? Did they make mokzera and it's mutter b'shtia, or maybe it's only now mutter b'hanah? That's the most to our question. Maybe they made another gzera and it's a gzera for about a gzera. Another example that it's mutter b'hanah. So you see, again, we have no raya though. Right, mutter doesn't necessarily mean that it's mutter b'shtia. So there's no, we have no raya about nitzuk. Either way, we have no raya about nitzuk. Fine. Amaluhu Rav Chisda lahanu stav yosa. Rav Chisda says to the Jewish wine merchants, ki kalisu chamra.
When you measure the wine that you're going to sell to the goyim and you're pouring it out, pour it out in spurts. He's being kosher from the concept of mitzvah. Pour it out in spurts, so there's no connection, and therefore there's no connection. The upper wine will still be mutter. Inami, not seeing the futsi, or I think you throw it. I think that's not in the futsi. You should throw it. Rashi says, Yomdu me rachok v'yizriku ayayin lekeilus o'od kechovim kehechid lo habi nitzah. Toss it in. All right, toss in the liquid. Somehow toss in the liquid. Just make sure that when you're pouring it in, his barrel is not connected to your barrel via the stream. Okay? So, amaluhu rava lahanu shapochai. Rava says to those Jewish workers who their job was to pour wine from one clean to another clean. Ki shafichisu chamra. When you are pouring the wine from one to another, right, be careful. Lo likrav ove kochavim l'stayei v'hadaychu. Don't allow a guy to come towards to you to help you pour. Vilma mishtilisu v'shadis le'alei. Maybe you're going to get tired or something and you'll stop. And they're going to end up, and you're going to leave the guy in there, leave the barrel in the guy's hand. V'ka'asim mikocho v'asim. And then the wine's going to be poured via the koach of the guy, and it becomes asim. Okay, so look at the bottom Tosos, interesting Tosos. Amalei, right, which in this case, he says, a hilkach, yesh lezari, be very careful. Kisha Yisrael shofich yayim in chavis l'kli acher, when a Jew is pouring the wine from a barrel to another kli, shalo yisayei ovi kachavim, a guy should not help him, ele in kain Yisrael acher shim sayei harbe imo, unless you have another Jew helping as well, and basically, the guy's help is not much, doesn't amount to much. Let's say the wine is flowing out from the barrel or from the wagon. It's on a tilt, and it's flowing out already. And what happens? The guy comes along, right? He tilts the wagon or the barrel so it could flow more. So it was flowing out by itself anyway, but now it's flowing better because of the koach of the guy. So what was the halach in that case? Zehaya ma'isa, that was a ma'isa. The lo hayari wrote shalom alo isa lo gitter. You don't want to pass it. You really don't want to pass it. You don't know what to do with it. He says, when we call mako mira de keba de balat hachanami hayayin de kaleach, the lo hoi la ma'isa kovne ela sha'ayidei kapo feyus yotze yofa, inke mutaris. In that case, the postos is passing, then maybe you say that's mutar. Because, like we said, the wine is flowing out by itself. What the guy is doing is he's helping it. But it's not necessarily coming only kolach guy, because even without the guy it would flow. It's just flowing better with the guy, right? Therefore, mutter to have misayeya she'embo mamish. It's misayeya she'embo mamish because it's going to flow out anyway. Tosas finishes, aval yesh lezahir, you have to be very careful, kishenishar hayayin v'kuba. That's the wine is left over in the barrel. The ove kochavim mate v'kuba, and the ove kochavim is now, it's not going to flow anyway. It went beneath the level of the barrel, I guess. So you have to tilt it for it to come over. So I guess they had there, the guy would tilt it to see you are na'ar katan Yisrael. That a young kid, I guess they had like, you know, their apprentices, would be there. The young kid would help, you know, with the guy tilt the barrel, right, to have a misayesh imbo mamish. That's also misayesh imbo mamish. Because it's going to pour out from the guy anyway. The katan's not really adding anything, so therefore it's coming to kolach of the guy, and that wine would then be usher. Again, Tosos is totally halakha l'maisa, all these Rabbeinu Zohar with his wine, I think it's for Tosos Rashi, they dealt with wine. It's not, they were wine merchants. So they had to know all these halakhas. Okay, a few more minutes. Fine. Hahu gavra, the asik chamra, begishta ubas gishta. Okay, the person was transferring wine from one barrel to another barrel with a gishta and a bas gishta. Gishta and a bas gishta, some sort of straws. There's a straw that would go, this is one barrel and another barrel. It'll go up to here and down to here. And basically what you do is you would sort of suck on the lower barrel and you would start to flow, and then the flow would be constant. It would constantly flow from one to another, however the physics work. That's what Rashi says. Right, Rashi says, don't be the garish barrel. Kotman shnei karni b'shifu, matvikin rashein l'malo, shnei imponu l'mata, u'nitham echa min harishin b'fabis m'leya, and then it starts to flow. The flow goes like this. Okay? So gishta ubas gishta. Asa ove kachavim. The ove kachavim comes and anach yade agishta. And he
he puts his hands on the mouth of the gishpah, which is the gishpah is the one that's in the barrel that has the wine to begin with. He puts his hands there, and Asur Rabbi Lekuli Chamra. Rabbi then said that all the wine is Asur Bahana, the wine in the second kli and the wine in the first kli, all Asur Bahana. So Amalei Rav Papa LaRabba, but Amalei Rav Azza Bar Masna LaRabba, but Amalei Rav Yina LaRabba, B'mai, B'nitzuk? Is it B'nitzuk? So Shami Shema Nitzuk Chibur. Nitzuk is a Chibur. Because all he did was touch it in one barrel, and then it's flowing into the other barrel. So he says, no, Shani Hasam, the Kuli Chamra Gishta Bas Gishta Greer. He says, no. He sort of, one besides, the Gishta and Bas Gishta, sort of, I think this means, they combine the barrels. Since it's a constant flow from one to the other, so it means that these two barrels are one barrel. So it's not a question of Nitzuk. It's all in one barrel. So if you touch one part of the barrel, the rest of the barrel is also one. I think that Rashi says, Agishta Ubas Gishta Greer, Sharhe Me'elab Ola. Since it would flow by itself, Bahavali Nogeya the Chavis Mamash, the Chavis Mamash. That if you touch the actual barrel itself, the Havale Kichavis Aritha. It's like an extra large, large barrel. There's two barrels become one. You touch one part of a barrel, you touch the whole part of the barrel. So it's not a question of Nitzim. Okay. Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Because he touched the barrel. Touched the barrel of wine. The wine is awesome. Amar Marzucha Bered Rav Nachman. Kin Nishkanin Shari. The Kin Nishkanin is Mutzer. What's a Kin Nishkanin? The Rashi explains also. He had this wide pot, so to speak, that they had these straws and spigots coming out on either side. And they would, everybody would sit at party time, and they would drink from the wine out of the straws. Right? He has a picture over here. It's like a kettle with these straws on either side, multiple straws, and they would drink the wine out of those barrels, right? Rashi says, Kli Rachav, it's a wide kli, V'yishlo Shnei Karnim U'Shlosha Yotzer Mitzido, V'nim Shokav O'Olo Teneged Gavoa. They come all the way up to the top, right? U'kishenosin Yayim Mitpiv, and when you put wine in your mouth, when you put wine, I guess, in the mouth of the kli, Mismalin Kol HaKarnim, all the straws get filled up, V'yicholim Kamli Adol Lishos Lo B'yachad. A lot of people can drink at once. V'kan Korin Lo Krugloh. I don't know what that means, okay? So we say it's mutter, a Jew and a guy can drink out of this at the same time. Can drink out of it at the same time, right? Because it's a close match of Zen motzitz, so long as, let's say, for the entire time the Jew is motzitz, ain yayin shnogei with people, oh, the kukov is closing lamata. If he's sucking on one side and I'm sucking on the other side, so what happens? The wine is being pulled out completely. So none of his wine is going to touch my wine. None of the wine is going to his mouth. Touching the wine in my mouth. We're both pulling it out simultaneously. The Gemara says, Bahani Mili, this din is only said, the Kodim Pasak Yisrael, that the Yisrael stopped drinking first. Aba Kodim Upasak Obe Kachavim, let's say the guy stops drinking first. So he's sucking up, then he stops. Then what's in there goes back in. And that becomes a problem. Right? Aba Kodim Upasak Obe Kachavim, no, we don't say this, because when the guy stops drinking, then immediately the flow that was in that straw part, or maybe from his mouth, goes back into the kli, and that mixes up, and that's usher wine. Weird case, right? So, Rava bar Ravuna ikla beresh galut. The Rava Huna came to the resh galut, the exarch's house. Sharlu lemishta bekin nishkatin. He said it's mutter. There's no problem. We'll let her drink it. And ikad army Rava bar Ravuna gufe ishta bekishkin. Rava Huna himself drank from it. Question: two things, twofold. Number one, what do you mean mutter? How do you know? How do you know the place to stop first? How do you know that you Jews would stop first? Maybe the guys would stop first. You're putting yourself in a situation. They say, we should understand, it must be a case where there was one guy and like 20 Jews drinking around him. One of the Jews are going to start first. But I guess the last guy would have to pull out right away. The second question I had was that, why? What about Nitzuk? We still have Nitzuk over here. I mean, we're hoshish for Nitzuk before. We may not say that it was us. We didn't prove it. But Rav Chisda was hoshish for the Sav Yosos, and he had a problem with Nitzuk. So here also, when he's sucking it up in his store, it's fine, his wine's not going in, but the wine that he's pulling up at your store is now connected to the rest of the barrel. And you should have a Nitzuk issue, right? So Tosa says, and this is Tosa's Amar, he says, no, that he quotes Rabbi Natam, that because it must be over here, we're holding, simple answer, we're holding Nitzuk and a Chibur. He holds a Nitzuk and a Chibur. But the Ritva says, no, Nitzuk is only a Chibur. The only shalat for Nitzuk and a Chibur is if you do Nitzuk the normal way. Pouring. Nitzuk would be a fever if you do Nitzuk derech menatzen, which is pouring. But here is Nitzuk by sucking on the straw,
he would say that even in that case, even the guy who would say, even the Manomer would say that Nitzik HaBechivor, in this instance, he would not say Nitzik HaBechivor. Okay?